Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Numbers 12 and verse 11, we read, "We have done foolishly and have sinned." The Word for Today asks, are you critical of others? If you think criticizing others is just exercising your right to free speech and it's no big deal, stop and consider these four things. Number one, God saw it as a sin when Aaron and Miriam criticized Moses for marrying an Ethiopian woman. He smote Miriam with leprosy, and Aaron was quick to repent, admitting that they had sinned and acted foolishly. God healed Miriam, but not before she'd been publicly embarrassed. Number two, a critical attitude will hurt you relationally. Numbers 12 verse 14 says, "The Lord said to Moses, let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again." Leprosy was contagious, and those who had it were isolated from others. There's an important lesson here. People will distance themselves from you and avoid you when you become known for a critical attitude. It's a trust issue. They know that if you talk to them about others, you'll talk to others about them. Third, a critical attitude hinders everybody's progress. Numbers 12 verse 15 says, "So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again." Have you ever been part of an organization where one fault-finding person destroyed the effectiveness and hindered the entire group's progress? And number four, a critical attitude hurts your relationship with God. Psalm 15 verses 1, 2, 3, and 5 says, "Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. Such people will stand firm forever." So don't be critical of others. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.